Uh-oh. I have been telling you guys for years that ratings matter. I've been telling you guys, do not listen to the mainstream media when they tell you ratings are no longer the end-all be-all. Ratings are so 90s. Ratings are so antiquated. The media likes to use that excuse when one of their beloved treasures just isn't performing well in the ratings. The World Series, for example. Have you guys noticed? We have barely heard anything from the mainstream media regarding ratings for the World Series. You want to know why? If you remove 2020, the year Major League Baseball was affected by the lizard, which, by the way, has anyone seen Anthony Fauci lately? For 2 years, you could not get away from this reptile. His lizard face was on billboards. His face was all over television, newspaper, magazine covers. The only place you'll find the face of Fauci today is on the side of a milk carton. My sources tell me deacons at Woke United Methodist, they have hidden the Fauci lizard in the woke dungeon right next to Max Kellerman. But anyway, the reason you're not hearing the mainstream media talk about World Series ratings, if you remove 2020, the 2022 World Series, the least watched in the history of Major League Baseball. There are no more excuses to be made. The media used to claim low ratings was due to out-of-home viewership. Those numbers are now included. They used to claim low ratings was due to people streaming. Those numbers are now included. In the past, I have been accused of putting too much emphasis on television ratings. Now, I think ratings are fascinating. It's one of the only metrics available that tells you how popular something is, how your shit's resonating with the public. But there's a reason I put heavy emphasis on ratings, and it's not because I'm obsessed with them. I put heavy emphasis on ratings because ratings matter. I don't care what the media tells you. I don't care what the doofus fuck on Twitter tells you. Ratings matter. If you don't want to take my word for it, take the word of David Zaslav, CEO of Warner Brothers. You know, the guy who cuts the $1 billion check every year to the NBA. We're in the final 2 years of the NBA's broadcasting deal with television networks. Negotiations should start up next year to determine who will be broadcasting NBA games following the 2024 season. Right now, the NBA deal with TNT pays the league just over $1 billion a season. It gives TNT the rights to broadcast the doubleheader on Tuesday nights as well as half the postseason. Now, it's being reported that Adam Silver's pushing for the NBA's broadcasting rights to be tripled in this next deal. Tripled! He wants the entire package between ABC, ESPN, and TNT to be worth $75 billion over 10 or so years. Now, TNT's portion of that would work out to around $3.5 billion a season. What? $3.5 billion? For the NBA? I am incredibly confused here. Why in the fuck would anyone be willing to triple the NBA's broadcasting rights at this point? This league is struggling to draw ratings. 20 years ago, Andy Dick was one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. He was all over the place, had his own show on MTV, starred in news radio on NBC. He was doing voiceover work in cartoons and video games. The dude was seemingly untouchable. He was making millions of dollars every year. Fast forward 20 years later, Andy Dick can't draw a triple-digit-sized audience for his podcast. Now, with that being the case, name a television network in this country that is going to triple Andy Dick's salary to bring him on. Name one, because it ain't happening. It's the same thing with the NBA, and David Zaslav alluded to this in a recent interview with Forbes. He was asked about the upcoming negotiations for the NBA's rights deal. More specifically, the NBA wanting to triple their rates. David Zaslav said, "This has to be a deal for the future, not a deal based on the past." Translation? Your ratings suck. We are currently overpaying for your product. There is no way in fuck. We are tripling your money to broadcast games. Fewer and fewer people are watching. He alluded to the fact that the advertising market right now is weak. Companies are trimming their ad budgets. They're more careful where they're spending their ad dollars, meaning they're only advertising on programs that people are watching. Before 2016, TNT was paying $500 million a year for the NBA. From 2010 to 2015, the NBA was averaging 2.1 million viewers on TNT. Now, that was a great deal for the network, and the NBA knew it. Since 2016, TNT's been paying over $1 billion a year for the NBA. What have they gotten in return? A loss of over 700,000 viewers. The NBA on TNT drew 1.4 million last season. That was a 13% increase over 2021. Since TNT signed the new agreement in 2016, NBA ratings have declined almost every season. And now Adam Silver expects them to triple the rate? Are you out of your fucking mind? Turner is currently paying $200 million for the NHL. They average around $400,000 a game. They're paying $470 million for Major League Baseball, which averages about the same as the NHL. Now, I would imagine they'll be looking at that deal next. They're paying $500 million for March Madness, which brings in monster numbers, millions of viewers. The NBA is the most expensive property on the network, and outside of Major League Baseball, it's also the biggest disappointment. David Zaslav, he basically told Forbes, "We're not paying the NBA for past results. We are not tripling your rates because you were popular 10 years ago." He said if TNT enters into a new deal with the NBA, it's going to look a lot different than the one they're working on now. And then he landed the knockout punch. Words someone like Adam Silver never wants to hear from one of his television partners. I guarantee you, you will never hear a TV executive say this about the NFL. You're not going to hear Fox, CBS say this about football. David Zaslav said, "We do not need the NBA." To be honest with you, TNT, they might be better off without the NBA, at least from a financial perspective. Now, this is not a negotiation tactic from David Zaslav. He's not saying this shit publicly, hoping the NBA will come to their senses and reduce their price. Warner Brothers is struggling right now. HBO, for example. HBO spent $7 billion on content last year that generated a loss of $3 billion. If David Zaslav is watching this, I have a great way for you to save a few million dollars at HBO. Fire Bomani Jones. Cut off his woke welfare. I know for a fact HBO is losing money on the BOBO. There is no way a show that draws less than 100,000 viewers with a host being paid based on sympathy is making any money. For the first time in 6 years, CNN is projecting less than $1 billion in profit. David Zaslav, he is looking at any and all ways to cut costs, not increase them. Now, you may be thinking, this is not a big deal for the NBA. They could move to another network willing to pay what they're worth. They could move to streaming. If the NBA moved to streaming, this league would cease to exist. If you Google NFL ratings for the 2022 regular season, you'll come across dozens of media articles celebrating the fact that NFL ratings are down. What most of them won't tell you, not all of them, but what most of them don't tell you, the reason NFL ratings are down overall is because Thursday Night Football is exclusive to Amazon Prime. Ratings Thursday night down nearly 20%. Now, I wouldn't say the NFL is struggling with streaming, struggling on Amazon, but it's far from what I would call a success. The NBA, they're struggling to draw ratings on fucking cable. Why would anyone think casual NBA fans would be willing to pay to watch the regular season? They won't. The only people willing to do that are dumbasses like me who pay $20 every month for Bally Sports so I can watch my Pelicans. But most people are not going to do that. Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball did a streaming deal with Apple this past season. How'd that work out for them? How'd that work out for baseball? It was a great move financially, but it didn't do a damn thing for their ratings. Actually, all it did was piss off the remaining fans they have left. So what about the NBA moving to another television network? Can you tell me a network willing to pay $3 billion for a league drawing 1.4 million viewers? Go ahead. Name the network willing to do that. I'll make it easier for you. Let's say the NBA, let's say they keep the current deal of $1 billion, $1.2 billion. Where are they going to go? Broadcast networks like CBS, Fox, they're not going to agree to that deal. They run original programming during the week. They have college football, the NFL during the fall, college basketball through the spring. Well, what about FS1? I mean, that would be okay financially for the NBA, but the NBA is not going to draw the same audience on FS1 that they do on TNT. This deal's not just about money. It's also about exposure. Every week, you want as many games possible broadcast on a national level. You're already on ESPN and ABC. You already have NBA TV. Where else are you going to go to get the same exposure you do on TNT? A&E? VH1? MTV? No, no, and no. The only other network I can think of, maybe USA Network, maybe they would be willing to do it. This could actually be a situation where the NBA needs TNT more than TNT needs the NBA. This is why I say ratings matter. They absolutely matter. You think we're having this conversation if the NBA is drawing 2.5 million viewers on TNT? You think David Zaslav is even considering letting the NBA go under those circumstances? If the NBA were generating billions of dollars in profit for TNT, you think this would be under consideration? He already had to move the doubleheader from Thursday night to Tuesday night, so he wouldn't be competing with the NFL. Now, if a new deal's made, he's talking about the possibility of moving some of the bigger games to HBO Max to recoup some of his investment. Adam Silver is overvaluing his product. This is not 1997. This is not 2012. You have a star-driven league without a relatable star to market the league around. Can't market around LeBron James. Half the country despises him. The Warriors fucked everything up by becoming level one pirate pounders last summer during the playoffs. The Celtics, Celtics are a great team, but they don't have a marketable mainstream star. The NBA, they desperately need Zion Williamson, number one, to stay healthy. They also need him to make a deep run in the playoffs this season. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Pelicans homer. Zion Williamson is the first player in God knows how long, at least over a decade, to enter the NBA as a mainstream level star. At this point, he might be the only player in the league that could push the ratings back to respectable numbers. But let me know what you think. Do you think David Zaslav is serious, or is he just trying to publicly negotiate a better deal? If TNT parted ways with the NBA, where else could they go? Where else could they go and have the same exposure? I don't know. You tell me. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.